My mind is the center of my life. My whole life takes place in my mind. My thoughts, my feelings, my relationships, my memories, my reactions. My mind is the venue where I experience everything. How important is it to become the master of my thoughts, so I create a beautiful life, a peaceful life, a meaningful life. And with love and wisdom and inner power, I let go of being the slave, driven by my thinking, driven by my emotions, driven by the situations in life, and driven by the past. Let me begin the journey to experience inner peace. What are the quality of thoughts? What are the type of thoughts that will really take me to a place of true peace? A mind at rest. Let me begin by knowing and experiencing who I am. To understand the world outside, I first have to know, experience, and understand who I am. When I understand the true self, I have a perspective on what's happening in our world and what is happening in relationships. Let me begin by asking, who am I? Am I this temporary body with all its labels of color, gender, nationality, religion, profession? Or am I something more? When I think of myself as a temporary body, it gives birth to two children, my ego, the eye of arrogance. When my ego is ruling my inner system, I compare and I think, I am better, I know more, I am right. When it comes into my feelings, that's when I feel so easily insulted, disrespected, not valued, excluded, and sensitive. If I am feeling any of these emotions, I can understand that that I'm under the influence of a false self. I am not self-aware. The second child of body consciousness is the eye of inferiority, the eye of lack of self-respect. When this eye is ruling, I compare and I feel others are better. Others don't love me. Others don't value me. And when this awareness emerges in my emotions, my feelings, I feel so easily hurt. I feel hopeless about myself, inadequate, unworthy, depressed. So if any of these feelings are swimming around in my mind, once again, I'm under the influence of my false self. Let me now begin.
Do you know what will happen?
To connect with my permanent self, the original self. I, the soul, the spirit, the consciousness that resides in this body. I, the soul, am beyond gender, beyond age, nationality, religion. Just feel yourself moving beyond all those labels. How light do you feel? Because the more I move beyond those labels, I'm truly on the journey to inner peace. In this state of self-awareness, I ask the question, how does the soul connect with the body? I, the soul, have lived before this body and will continue after this body. I, the soul, am just a point. I exist, but I have no physical size. I sit on the throne of the forehead, a minute spark of consciousness that acts through the brain and the body. Life is a beautiful marriage of the soul and the body. My body is made up of millions of little building blocks called atoms. But I, the soul, am distinct and unique. And when I begin to live this experience, I start to see that I've based my life on everything temporary. A temporary bodily image, temporary relationships, temporary health, temporary wealth. The more I become dependent on these temporary things, I build fear and insecurity into my life. I fear losing them. But when I understand who I really am, the permanent self, the soul, I start to see the continuity of life. I love my life. I love people. I interact with full enthusiasm. But I understand I can't hold on to anything. This is another step towards a deeper and deeper inner peace. What is the nature of the self? I am eternal, immortal, non-physical light. I am energy. I always exist. I can never die. When I begin to realize this, it's another powerful step to my journey towards true peace. I'm going deeper and deeper into my true self. In fact, I, the soul, this sparkling jewel of light in the center of the forehead. The name, the soul, is really for three aspects of consciousness: the mind, thinking and feeling, the intellect, judging and assessing, and my subconscious, a storehouse of all my past. The wonder is that I carry a perfect record of all my past experiences and actions in my subconscious. The mind receives the information from the sense organs. I see, I hear, I taste. That is thrown up on the screen of the mind, the data of life. My intellect assesses this information, decides what to do. I react, I respond. And every single action is imprinted in my subconscious. As I sit here, I carry a perfect record of my past. My recent past is a collection of impressions based on body consciousness, the false self. Actions influenced by ego, anger, fear, worry, self-doubt. And these have become habits, and they make me peaceless. But my original state, my original blueprint is absolute peace. And as I become soul conscious, self-aware, and I reconnect with who I really am, I reconnect with this original blueprint of peace. I am a peaceful soul. Just feel it. I am a peaceful soul. This is my intrinsic and original nature. But as I forgot who I am, began to identify with the labels of the temporary self, my body, I lost my peace. But the more I live in the awareness of being a soul, a spark, life energy residing in the center of the forehead, in the reality of my nature, that I always exist, I can never die, and I am non-physical, automatically the power of inner peace returns. It's the sense I taste true peace. But my habit of body consciousness is strong. And sometimes I taste the peace. And sometimes I return to body consciousness and I lose my peace. This is the spiritual journey, to keep practicing as I go about my life, as I interact with people, as I fulfill my responsibilities. I live in the awareness of who I am, that I am a peaceful soul. And the more I become soul conscious, I take peace into every moment of my life, no matter what is happening around me. I retain my peace. And rather than being influenced by the peacelessness of the world, I influence the world with my peace of mind. Seeing our world, let me live in the awareness of who I really am, that I am a peaceful soul, and let me spread these vibrations wherever I go.